Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
And so, over the past 365 days, the women of our nation have suffered under the consequences of these laws. Laws that in design and effect have created chaos, confusion, and fear.
Vice President Kamala Harris marked the one-year anniversary of the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade in Charlotte over the weekend. Harris spoke to reproductive rights advocates as North Carolina is set to enact a new ban on all abortions after 12 weeks, down from 20. Former President Donald Trump marked the milestone at a Faith and Freedom Coalition event in Washington. Critics to his right have charged Trump with being lukewarm on abortion, but he reminded the group of evangelical activists how he shaped the court's conservative supermajority. His former vice president and 2024 rival Mike Pence delivered remarks at a national Celebrate Life Day rally.
My fellow Americans, I believe the destiny of our nation is inexorably tied to restoring the sanctity of life. Save the babies, and we will save America.
In Arizona, Governor Katie Hobbs and Democratic Representative Athena Salmon of Tempe announced they'll push to protect birth control access for all during the next legislative session. Salmon said enough is enough, and contraception is central to a person's privacy, health, and well-being.
At this historic juncture, my constituents and Arizonans in every single corner of the state are fortunate that this legislation has unequivocal support by our governor, Katie Hobbs.
According to the Washington Post, U.S. intelligence was expecting something like this weekend's abortive coup in Russia, and the White House warned allies, including Ukraine, against taking advantage of it. Florida governor and Republican presidential hopeful Ron DeSantis is praising former college swimmer Riley Gaines for opposing transgender athletes competing on teams that don't align with their birth gender.
But in Florida, we took care of this years ago. We signed legislation that says every girl, every woman athlete in the state of Florida has the right to compete with fairness and with integrity in their sport.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre defended President Joe Biden's decision to invite his son, Hunter, to the state dinner days after reaching a plea on federal tax and gun charges. Jean-Pierre also brushed aside a question about the president's denial that he was involved in his son's business deals before taking office.
I believe my colleague at the White House counsel has answered this question already, has dealt with this, has made it very clear. I just don't have anything to share outside of what my colleagues have shared.
Finally, Senate Judiciary Chair Dick Durbin says the committee will vote on Supreme Court ethics legislation in July. Durbin said the high court is in an ethical crisis and Congress will act if Chief Justice John Roberts does not. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our eight trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.